Hey everyone. We're proud to share a little taste of the most recent Chief Resident Incubator Hangout with you.
Hello all, my name is Maggie Sheehy, and I am delighted today to announce the third installment of the Mentor Series for the Alium Chief Resident Incubator Hangouts of the 2016-2017 season. So without further ado, we will let Dr. Baylett discuss scheduling your life in academic medicine.
Terrific, thanks. With scheduling, I really look at, you can schedule your day, your week, and your year. You know, every day, my day is incredibly organized. It's one of my big strengths that I found that I bring to any project. But every day I get up and it's really the same thing. Whether it was like this morning and I was getting up, did a night shift last night and then woke up at 2 in the afternoon. But it's always the same thing. I get up and I journal for about 5 minutes, just, you know, on the day, what happened the day before, what's happening this day, primarily focusing on, sounds a little corny, but focusing on gratitude and, you know, getting yourself in the right mindset. And then I always use GCAL. My whole life is in GCAL. So I have multiple calendars for my ultrasound work, for my ASAP work, for my VA work, for my county work, for my SMAC work. And it's all color-coded. It's in one GCAL. So I can see it all. So I get up, I journal, I look at my GCAL, and then I have a nice things to do document that I think I talked about in my How I Work Smarter series, but it's just a big document, big Google page that I look at every day. And it's a little bit of inspiration at the top, a couple of great quotes that I change out once in a while. And then I talk about three things I want to do that day. And I'm really big on that. So it's just, I want to have two or three things that if I do, I'll feel like it was a good day. And, you know, rather than having a checklist of 12 things that you have to do that you won't do, or deleting things as you do them, it's just good to list those three things. And when you finish them, just put a big done in all caps. So when you get done with the end of the day, if you did two out of the three, you really actually feel pretty good about your day. And you're pretty psyched about that. And I do that on clinical days when I'm working clinical. And I do that on non-clinical days as well. I do that no matter where I am, if I'm at a conference, away from home. Whatever it is, I do the same thing every day. It's just this consistency to life, which allows you, I think, to wear all the different hats and allows you to use the strengths from one role and apply them to another role. You know, the big theme in my life is just trying to always be innovative, but also stay incredibly organized. I think you can be really successful. You can try to do a lot, but if you're not organized, your whole life is going to get all messed up. I find with tech today, you know, you got to disconnect and just don't be that tech crackhead who's walking around crashing into walls because he's trying to send a text. You know, I use email only when I want to talk to the world. Usually I don't even check it until after the afternoon because my most creative time is the morning. And email is people trying to tell me stuff and get me to do things. So I usually don't even check it until the afternoon. And I always go through it and I delete it, I delegate it. You know, I do it or I file it away. I think Chris Nixon said that and some other people said that and they're how they work smarter. I think a big thing you just want to avoid with all of the tech is avoiding your cognitive overload and not, you know, getting too overwhelmed and feeling like you are a slave to your email. You know, and the same thing applies to social media. I'm not a fan of being barraged with information that other people are trying to throw at me. I do think some of it's a little bit like junk mail right now. You know, when I want information, I want to know where it is. And I want to go out and find it. And yeah, I like to check in on Twitter a few times a week and check in on Slack a few times a week. But I don't want my phone buzzing every 10 seconds with somebody quoting me an interesting factoid from a conference that I don't really need at that point. It's just not an effective way to learn. And I think all of us are probably all questioning some of that and how to use it best.
What would be some advice you would have to have some more consistency between, you know, having time with work, having time with life instead of fully engaged in one or the other back and forth?
Yeah, I think people talk about this idea of the work-life balance. You know, I think that whole concept, if you look at that, is flawed. It actually kind of sprang up in the business leadership and personal leadership about 3 or 4 decades ago, as women started returning to the workforce. There was a big emphasis on how do you balance work and home life. But, you know, it's really, me, it's not a matter of trying to balance, because most of your life you need to spend completely out of balance. And that's okay. I think there's key things that you always need to pay attention to, and that's your family. And that's whatever it is that makes you happy. You know, for me, it's my wife, it's my kids, it's triathlon. Those are the things that renew me and refresh me. And then with work, last 2 weeks, I'm buried in SMAC. And when I get back, I'll be buried in curriculum planning. But you know what? That's fine. There really is no balance there. As long as you're paying attention to those key things, then I think you're going to make the best use of your time. And you're not going to get all caught up in this concept of somehow balancing this, because there is no balance. There's a great book on it called The One Thing by Gary Keller. It's essentially giving time every single day to your most important thing, your one most important thing that will make everything else easier in your life. And, you know, he talks about how the work-life balance is just a big myth and you shouldn't waste your time on it. And a big theme in that book is the Pareto principle, which says that 20% of your work gives you 80% of your results, and really cutting through the garbage in your life and really focusing on that one thing.
There are a couple of things that I really took away from this. A few of them are just journaling, especially focusing on gratitude, having your version of whatever a GCAL is, and thinking of 2 to 3 things to do each day and really focusing on those. Also looking at your past week and find what opportunities there are for improvement, checking in kind of twice a year and looking at what overall improvements you can make and kind of reshifting your direction. And then that work-life balance doesn't really exist and that you just need to focus on the key things that make you happy and kind of throw yourself into those.
Thanks for listening. Hope to see you back here next month.